When she got up to her room, Billy's nose began to tickle with a repeated pulse. This meant that her new friend Dainty was calling. With a snap of her feelers, an orb of magical energy popped in and hovered at eye level with Billy. With a touch of the sphere, Dainty's image appeared in the orb.
Billy, I have a few friends over that wanted to say hi.
Right when she heard this, Billy recoiled away from the orb's eye because she was eating downstairs without her school outfit. But another voice rang out and said,
No, no, we want to see you as you are. Please don't be afraid of us.
Billy looked again, and two more girls, each of different Neverscapian species, appeared before her. The arthropod on the left was Cello Hopper, and the squirrel girl on the right was Dainty's distant cousin, Juniper Squirrel. And all three of the trio had the same smile in their souls when they saw Billy's baby blue eyes. It took a couple of days, but Billy finally felt the happiness she wanted to feel with kids her own age, and the shimmer in Billy's eyes conveyed her appreciation to this mysterious group of girls. Dainty tilted her head when she saw Billy was crying.
What's wrong, Billy?
Oh, Dainty, after I left art class today, I felt bad again. These other kids are...
stammered Billy as Juniper added.
There are jerks in every school, Billy. It's the nature of things.
Billy heard a faint arpeggio of music, then she realized it was coming from Cello.
That was such a beautiful harmony, Cello, gasped Billy in tears.
I wish I could go to your guys' school.